How unbelievably exciting it must be to be a gay man, a lesbian, who is at the Mardi Gras for the very first time.
Cause you call me a freak.
It's hot, it's Mardi Gras, so get out there, everywhere, enjoy. This is the month when Sydney belongs to us.
Welcome to This Way Out, the International Lesbian and Gay Radio Magazine. I'm Greg Gordon. A week of Valentine's Day progress for same-gender couples in Switzerland, Finland, Norway, and Mexico, while bills pushing legal recognition are introduced in Canada and the U.S., and sounds from Sydney as a rally launches the 2001 Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Festival. All that and more this week, now that you've discovered This Way Out.
I'm Cindy Friedman.
And filling in for Chase Schulte, I'm Greg Gordon.
With News Wrap, a summary of some of the news in or affecting the lesbian and gay community for the week ending February 17th, 2001. Valentine's Day this week spurred legislative activity for gay and lesbian couples in a number of countries. The Canton of Geneva this week enacted Switzerland's first legal recognition for unmarried couples, including gay and lesbian couples. The new registered partnerships carry rights including prison and hospital visits, inheritance, joint housing applications, adoptions, artificial insemination, and exemption from testifying against a partner in court. The partnerships do not qualify for cantonal social security payments or marital tax benefits. Switzerland's Justice Ministry is expected to release a national bill for partnerships later this year.
Finland's parliament opened debate on legal registered partnerships, with gay-supportive President Tarja Halonen introducing the government bill herself. The partnerships would carry almost all of the rights and responsibilities of marriage, except adoption. Although a similar move had failed in the past, this bill is expected to pass because the parties of the ruling coalition now hold a majority in the parliament. Even the Finnish Evangelical Lutheran Church has softened its opposition enough to admit that the legal situation of gay and lesbian couples should be improved.
Norway's state church has agreed to extending adoption rights to gay and lesbian couples, one of the few marital rights they do not currently gain with registered partnerships there. The Secretariat of the National Council of the Church of Norway called gay and lesbian households valid but not optimal for child rearing, but recognized that such factors as love, security, and stability matter more than adoptive parents' gender.
Openly gay Canadian Member of Parliament Sven Robinson chose Valentine's Day to introduce his private members' bill to extend legal marriage to gay and lesbian couples. It states simply that a marriage between two persons is not invalid by reason only that they are of the same sex. Although Robinson was joined by members of three other parliamentary parties, leaving only the right-wing opposition Canadian Alliance unrepresented, his proposal is given little chance of passage. Justice Minister Anne McClellan's office quickly issued a statement of non-support.
U.S. Congressmember Gerald Nadler of New York used Valentine's Day to reintroduce his bill to grant the foreign partners of U.S. gays and lesbians the same immigration rights as heterosexual spouses. Nadler called his Permanent Partners Immigration Act simply a matter of common sense and fairness. He said, "There is no excuse for this gratuitous cruelty of the government forcing committed couples to separate." His bill would amend the Immigration and Nationality Act to add permanent partner to those sections of the law now referring to spouses. Currently, U.S. gays and lesbians with foreign partners must either live apart, move together to a country with more accommodating laws, or have their partners live illegally in the U.S. under the constant threat of deportation.
Openly gay U.S. Congressmember Barney Frank of Massachusetts reintroduced a bill to extend spousal benefits to the same-gender partners of gay and lesbian federal employees, including retirement, life insurance, health insurance, and workers' compensation benefits. Any federal recognition of gay and lesbian partners is currently prohibited by the so-called Defense of Marriage Act, or DOMA. But Frank pointed out that both Republicans and Democrats had said that while gay and lesbian couples should not be allowed to legally marry, they should have access to some of the benefits of marriage. He said, "This bill offers them an opportunity to put their words into action."
Gays and lesbians and their allies across the U.S. joined more than a dozen events for this year's Freedom to Marry Day. Some gay and lesbian couples applied for marriage licenses, which no state will allow them. A number of clergy and religious leaders publicly showed their support for gay and lesbian marriage. Rallies and protest demonstrations were held demanding equal marriage rights, including some wedding ceremonies.
Mexico saw its first ever mass gay wedding on Valentine's Day, as more than 200 gay and lesbian couples exchanged vows outside Mexico City's landmark Palace of the Arts. Another 3,000 people jammed the plaza to watch, most cheering, some throwing rice, but a few jeering. The event was intended to educate the public about the need for legal recognition of gay and lesbian relationships and to spur the city council to pass a pending bill to create binding unions. That bill would give gay and lesbian couples the same legal status as common law heterosexual couples. It was introduced by the Party of the Democratic Revolution, whose leader on the Mexico City Council, Armando Quintero, told the crowd, "We are fighting to defend human and civic rights against reactionary, homophobic, and macho groups and against some leaders of the Catholic Church."
In Britain, a gay wedding was broadcast on national television for the first time. ITV's popular This Morning show celebrated Valentine's Day with a non-legal ceremony for Mark Jinks and Neil Morris. The grooms both wore mourning suits, and Jinks was given away by his father. Bishop Jonathan Blake of the Society for Independent Christian Ministry led the ceremony in full priestly dress. After exchanging vows, the couple shared the traditional kiss. There was also a traditional wedding cake topped by two male figures. As a wedding present, the show gave the couple the airline tickets for their Florida honeymoon.
There was considerable criticism of that telecast afterwards, but opponents will just have to get used to it. British broadcasting is becoming a hotbed of gay and lesbian programming. There are already several current TV shows with gay and lesbian characters, including a gay father on metrosexuality, but now there will be at least two more. ITV is reviving its soap opera Crossroads, this time with a gay couple. The BBC has commissioned production of That Gay Show for its new digital TV channel, BBC Three, with Queer as Folk actor Jonathan Natinchik as one of its hosts. A gay radio station called LBH Radio launched this week, while openly gay former Culture Club star Boy George will have a regular Friday night turn as a DJ on Kiss FM beginning in March.
Ireland was stunned this week when Dublin's top radio shock jock Chris Barry revealed in a magazine interview that he is gay. It's something he's known since he was 12. He's been exclusively gay all his life and has been living with his partner Kevin for 8 years. He complained about the homophobia of some of his colleagues and said there had been some threatening messages left at the station.
China, too, has had a major showbiz outing, but under sad circumstances. In January, pop music star Mao Ning was stabbed near a cruising area in Beijing, and the suspect is his alleged former lover, Guan Ming. In one version of the story, Guan Ming is a sex worker. In another, a pop star wannabe claims he was in a love triangle with both Guan and Mao. Mao himself insists he was simply out to buy a bottle of water when he was assaulted. Mao Ning's outing has been the biggest scandal in years for China's entertainment industry, and he has reportedly fled the country to escape the fallout.
The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences this week announced the nominees for its 73rd Oscar Awards. Openly gay Briton Stephen Daldry is up for Best Director for Billy Elliot. It's the tale of a working-class boy who fends off homophobia to become a ballet dancer and to bond with a gay friend. Billy Elliot also won nods for Lee Hall's original screenplay and for Julie Walters' supporting role as Billy's teacher, but not for star Jamie Bell. The Best Actor finalists do include Javier Bardem's performance as the late gay Cuban poet Reynaldo Arenas in the biographical film Before Night Falls. His competition includes Jeffrey Rush for his role as the Marquis de Sade in Quills. The awards will be handed out on March 25th.
And finally, publisher Moulinsart was shocked to learn this week that one of Belgium's most beloved cartoon characters has been involved in an illicit adventure. It's Tintin, the globe-trotting, crime-solving boy reporter with a prominent cowlick, whose 24 official stories have reached a world audience since his creation in 1929. But Belgian police this week announced the arrest of 3 men and the seizure of 600 copies of unauthorized exploits Tintin's creator Hergé never dreamed of for his clean-cut hero intended for an audience of children. Tintin in Thailand has all the usual characters: Tintin, his fox terrier Snowy, his pals Captain Haddock and Professor Calculus, but they're sex tourists pub-crawling through the gay cruising district. At a club called Sexy Boy, Tintin himself is propositioned by 2 young men. And to top it off, his dog Snowy has relations with a cat. A Siamese cat, of course.
That's News Wrap for the week ending February 17th, 2001. Follow the news in your area. An informed community is a strong community.
News Wrap is written by Cindy Friedman and recorded at the studios of KPFK Los Angeles. For This Way Out, I'm Greg Gordon.
And I'm Cindy Friedman.
In Australia, the 2001 Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Festival was officially launched at a rally outside the Sydney Opera House on February 9th. There were fears that Sydney's capricious weather would spoil the event, but it turned out to be a beautiful evening for an estimated crowd of 22,000. Entertainment included an a cappella group from South Africa and rabble-rousing speeches addressed the community's cultural diversity and politics, the failure of the scandal-ridden Satellite Group, the first gay-owned corporation in the world to issue public stock, and opposition by Anglican and Catholic bishops to lesbian and gay equality. This Way Out's Michael Schembri in Sydney prepared this report.
The launch was co-hosted by Gillian Minervini and the British drag artist Stina C. The Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras president, Julie Regan, opened the night. Among the entertainers were the After Nines, a troupe of performers from Johannesburg, South Africa. David Marr, a prominent Sydney gay journalist, was the keynote speaker. Here are some of the highlights.
Tell poor Billy Boyle, you come a while, see Matilda with me. I said, step on a street now, step on a street now. Oh, yeah. Come on, let's have a yee-haw, come on. I love you, Mardi Gras. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome my co-host for the evening, Miss Gillian Minervini. Come on. Hi, darling.
And it is my pleasure to welcome you to the 2001 Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Festival launch.
Woohoo!
We would like to acknowledge the original owners of this land, the Gadigal people in the country of Eora, and a very, very special g'day and happy Mardi Gras to our Indigenous brothers and sisters.
There we go. That's great. The president of Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras, Julie Regan. Come on, welcome everyone. Julie Regan.
We have many differences, but what unites us all is the out and open celebration of our loves. Mardi Gras season is an opportunity to rejoice in our courage and highlight our pride to the world. And don't we need courage? The last 12 months have shown that the forces of discrimination and ignorance are strong and sanctioned at the highest level in this country. We have seen a federal government move to legislate against single women having access to IVF programs. That's right. Yeah. A move that threatens both lesbians and gay men who want to be parents. Woo! As well, we have seen bigotry and hatred resurface for our brothers and sisters seeking acceptance and recognition within their own cultures. Mardi Gras is the time to acknowledge their courage. I acknowledge the courage of the gay and lesbian Jews who marched in the 2000 Mardi Gras parade. They experienced a tirade of hatred from within their own immediate community. Our Jewish friends found support from others in their community who recognised the cold, hard face of discrimination. Those who understood that this issue is bigger than sexual preference. It is inspiring to see members of the Jewish community rally in support of our gay and lesbian brothers and sisters. They know the issue is about the right to be, to love who and how we choose. They understand that the principles of freedom and democracy are at stake. We acknowledge and thank you for your support and courage. I acknowledge the courage of our Asian sisters and brothers who in the Year of the Snake have marched in the Chinese New Year celebrations for this, the second year. For those who exist outside your immediate community cultures, we cannot fully understand what a statement your participation in this event makes. We can, however, offer support and love and acknowledge that to take such a stance is truly brave and inspiring. And to the Asian marching boys and girls whose involvement in our Mardi Gras parade increases each year, thank you for being so fabulous. And lastly, I acknowledge the family. Families can be by birth, by blood, or by choice. Gay and lesbian parents challenge the very basis of how society sees a family. We affirm that families are about love, support, care, respect, compassion, and understanding. We have again challenged the norm as we show that a family is what you make it. Thanks and congratulations go to all those who have worked so hard to bring you this wonderful season. It's summer, it's hot, it's Mardi Gras. Yes. So get out there, everywhere, enjoy. This is the month when Sydney belongs to us. Yes, happy Mardi Gras!
We have a performance group all the way from South Africa. Woo!
They're great.
You are witnessing history tonight, so please make them very, very welcome. After Nines.
After Nines! Give them a round of applause.
Tell me where I come from. So then I know where I go to. So then I know who I am. So tell me, Mpulelehle. So tell me. You call me a freak,
a freak.
And you call me an alien,
alien.
You call me non-African,
Jimmy Dye. Santo, Nanzangata Navi. I live in your own backyard. I sit next to you on the taxi. I walk beside you on the street. And dare to call me a freak.
As you would know, that every year at the launch, it's a tradition to have a keynote speaker. And over the years, these people have delivered words of inspiration that have carried us through not only the Mardi Gras month, but have often provided us with words that we will remember forever. Our keynote speaker tonight is no exception. In fact, he is so inspirational, he has launched Mardi Gras twice. In fact, when he launched Mardi Gras the first time, I was a lot younger and a lot sillier and never thought I'd be here introducing him now. But why don't we make him welcome? He's the senior writer and reporter for the Sydney Morning Herald, and he's also incredibly sexy for a man. Ladies and gentlemen, David Marr.
I mean, I can only try to live up to that. I can't think of any event in the world that less needs anyone to launch it than Sydney's Mardi Gras. As Julie said, this is February and it's a hot night, and let me tell you, right now an almost full moon is rising. That means it's Mardi Gras time. You don't need me, but I'm very, very proud to be here doing this gig for the second time. How unbelievably exciting it must be to be a gay man, a lesbian, who is at the Mardi Gras for the very first time. I was going to ask you to applaud to make them welcome, but that's happened. But I have something to say to the very young and the very beautiful. Be kind to us older ones. Spare us a thought. Spare us perhaps even a kiss. Because in 20 or 30 years, if you play your cards right, you'll end up an ancient dyke or an aging queen too. We represent success. Don't rush. You've actually got all the time in the world, and there's absolutely nothing glamorous about dying young. A few warnings to help you on your way. First, beware of pink sharks with big ideas for your money. Now we love our sponsors. Our sponsors give us value. But I reckon we should make a pact here tonight that the only pink floats this community needs will be going up Oxford Street on the 3rd of March. I must take this opportunity to warn young men against breaking the law. If you are over 16 or not yet 18, you must not have sex at any time during Mardi Gras. Girls, go for it, perfectly legal. But boys, remember, this is the most famous gay city on earth. And this is the greatest gay festival in the world. But if you're caught having sex with each other before you're 18 in Sydney, you still face prison. This situation comes to us courtesy of the politicians of New South Wales and their backers, the bishops of the Catholic and Anglican churches. It's a special little punishment for poofters that Bob Carr and Kerry Chikorovsky won't do anything about. A lot's happened in the almost decade since I stood on this platform doing this gig. A lot of attitudes have changed, a lot of laws have changed, but I'm afraid the churches have not changed. I'm not talking about every believer and every faith, but the bishops of the Sydney Anglican and National Catholic Church are still preaching hatred of us across this nation. And now that the cops have thrown in the towel and the psychiatrists are on our side, and even our mothers have settled down, those bully churches and their bishops are the only organisations in Australia left campaigning against homosexuals. The only one. But at the end of it all, at the parade and at the party, let's deliver the most potent political message to all of the few narcs who are left around trying to make life unpleasant for us. Let's show them that nothing they say or do will stop us having magnificent, extravagant, life-changing fun. So on behalf of us all, I declare the 2001 Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras wide open.
Those were some of the highlights from the festival launch of the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras for the year 2001. And this is Michael Shkembri reporting for This Way Out from Sydney, Australia.
Thanks for tuning into This Way Out, the international lesbian and gay radio magazine. This week, Cindy Friedman, Chris Ambidge, Graham Underhill, Jason Lynn, Brian Nunes, Rex Walkner, Matt Alsdorf, and Michael Shkembri contributed program material. Kim Wilson composed and performed our theme music. Some This Way Out operating expenses are funded by grants from the Kicking Assets Fund of the Tides Foundation and the CPSS Guadalupe Fund, by PlanetOut.com, from designated contributions by Uncommon Cloud Visa cardholders who've chosen This Way Out, and through direct charitable donations from our listeners around the world. For audio cassette information or with any questions or comments about This Way Out, please email us at tworadio@aol.com. Visit our webpage at thiswayout.org or write to us at Post Office Box 38327, Los Angeles, California, 90038, USA. And please be sure to include the call letters of this station. Remember, you can also hear This Way Out anytime online exclusively on Planet Out. Just point your browser to www.planetout.com and click first on Multimedia, then on Radio. For Lucia Chappell and everyone at This Way Out, I'm Greg Gordon. Thanks for listening on KMUD Garberville, California, WERU Blue Hill Falls, Maine, KFAI Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota, and more than 125 other stations around the world, including this community radio station. Everybody's going to stay tuned.